There are more than a few reasons to create a project like Tonningson has done here that's a body of work with lots of images all working within a structure, as I talked about in the written notes. Not the least of which is that it gives the audience the ability to choose a favorite. You know that you're going to look at a project like this, and some of them are going to be wonderful, and some of them are going to be less wonderful, and one or two of them are likely to be quite spectacular and really strike your eye. What's always interesting about that, of course, is that no two people will find the same images of the ones that really strike their eye. That's one of the things about being an art maker, beauty being in the eye of the beholder, as we all know, that we cannot predict which of our images in a body of work like this will be the one that really strikes a chord with any individual viewer. There is, I suppose, in a strictly statistical sense, an increased chance that we will strike a chord with an individual viewer when we give them lots of images to choose from. Why people might choose one of these compositions over another could be very fanciful. It could be something to do with their favorite kind of bird, or a favorite color, or a certain pose that the bird has made in these biological specimens that Tonningson photographed or scanned. Who knows why an individual composition might be a favorite, but by having lots of them, there will almost always be one that any individual viewer can say, that one is the one that I really like. This may be one of the most valuable things that a large project can accomplish, because it gives us so much choice. It gives us so much flexibility. It pushes our own creativity so that we may discover something that the viewers can really connect with in ways that maybe we would never connect if all we had was a single idea, a single composition, and a take-it-or-leave-it approach to appreciating the art.